从3月5号到9号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在伦敦的巴比肯中心为观众呈现整台全新的节目。目前周末的三场演出已经全部售罄，由此可见英国观众对神韵的喜爱。
神韵今年在巴比肯中心演出的火爆票房，是英国观众向神韵献上的最好的欢迎礼物。
5天6场演出，那么在后3天的演出呢，所有的票已经告罄，那么后前3天的票房呢，已经基本要卖完了，所以我们相信今年呢又是一个连场爆满的一个盛举。所以从这里可以看出来呢，神韵艺术团呢在英国受到广大的主流观众的热烈欢迎。
今年美国神韵纽约艺术团的演出地点巴比肯中心位于伦敦金融城附近，是欧洲规模最大的综合表演艺术中心，旨在为观众呈现多元化的艺术和学习机会。世界上著名的管弦乐演奏团体伦敦交响乐团就是这里的常驻乐团。伦敦与纽约是世界两大戏剧中心，但伦敦西区要比纽约百老汇历史更悠久，表演和观众的数量也更多。有底蕴的英国人也一直以自己的文学和艺术成就而自豪。然而近几年来，英国观众纷纷为神韵而倾倒。
神韵艺术团已恢复5000年中华神传文化，并向全世界传播为宗旨。历年来，神韵富有内涵的演出征服了英国观众的心。在当前经济低迷的情况下，神韵亮眼的票房成绩更是创造了演出界的奇迹。在接下来的几天里，敬请电视机前的观众朋友们锁定新唐人，我们将带您一同关注美国神韵纽约艺术团在英国的演出盛况。新唐人记者梁东，英国伦敦报道。
3月5号，美国神韵纽约艺术团第6次来到英国演出，包括商业界人士和艺术家在内，神韵独特的艺术表现形式和内涵让英国主流观众大加赞赏。
我身后就是英国伦敦的巴比肯中心。3月5号晚上，美国神韵纽约艺术团在这里的首场演出获得了观众的热烈欢迎，整场演出掌声不断。通常给人感觉很矜持的英国观众为神韵献上了难得一见的热情。
很多观众表示，神韵的演出让他们了解了中国文化，其内涵更是触动了他们的心灵。
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was magnificent. The dancers and the movement of the dancers told the story. You could actually understand the story from the dance, which is unusual for me.
I think, you know, dance is not just about a body movements, physical. It's about mind, body and soul.So here you have a spiritual aspect that's connected to the soul. So I think the mind, body and soul message that's comes across very strong for me, and I'm sure for many others who are here watching the show.
也有观众非常支持神韵所传达的积极的信息。
Recently you hear quite difficult stories for people, and so hopefully we'll give them spirit to keep on winning and not maybe give up when things get tough over there.
There was quite a strong message about freedom.About liberty, about belief, and your right to all of those. I think that was absolutely as it should be.
中国人说百闻不如一见，神韵的美好只有亲身体验才会知道。
They use the background to make you think that you are in the action. I don't want to say anymore. Come and watch it yourself and be excited.
新唐人记者梁东，英国伦敦报道。
神韵纽约艺术团3月6日在伦敦巴比肯中心的第二场演出吸引了当地众多的艺术界人士前来观赏。时尚顾问维克多·考普斯密斯表示，观看神韵让他身心放松，整台表演构思绝妙，好像置身于神话之中。
维克多感觉很神奇的是，有如神话般的演出不仅让他学到了一些神传文化，观看演出也让他非常放松。
And I found it very relaxing, very meditative, you know, and coupled in with the stories that were told throughout, you know, the emperor to the moon and, you know, the ogre, these lovely stories.
维克多表示，从来没有欣赏过这样的演出，需要时间仔细的思考才能了解真正的内涵。总之， 观看神韵的经历非常耐人寻味。
I just find it very fluid, very graceful, and very poetic in a sense. It's just really the fluidity of the whole piece and the majesty of the music, you know, the intonation of the music and the dance and the movement. I think that sort of forms a kind of a poetry in a sense, you know.
维克多表示，他从完美的演出中获得了灵感。
Just to absorb the beauty of the whole piece, really. Yeah, I mean, it could be inspirational, you know, thinking about it.
新唐人记者梁东、史蒂芬，英国伦敦报道。
3月5号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在伦敦巴比肯中心的首场演出赢得了观众的热烈掌声。著名宝莱坞舞蹈家和编舞洪尼·卡拉亚已经是第二次观看神韵，他被神韵的内涵深深感动，并表示明年还要来。
I think, you know, dance is not just about a body movements, physical. It's about mind, body and soul. So here you have a spiritual aspect that's connected to the soul. So I think the mind, body and soul message that's coming across comes across very strong for me, and I'm sure for many others who are here watching the show.
作为专业舞蹈家的洪尼赞叹神韵每年都推出全新的节目，但都一样优雅美丽，一样充满能量。同时他也被神韵的内涵深深感动。
It's not just let's go and do some aerobics dancing. There's beautiful meaning behind it. There's fantastic themes that are brought to the audiences, which have a message, which I think is beautiful for people to go back with. They're not just entertaining audiences across the globe, but they're also educating them, informing them about this wonderful civilization, as they would say, the Chinese civilization. And I think that's a really good thing that the whole production team and the whole team is bringing, you know, to global audiences across the world. So the best of luck to everyone, and I'll be back again here next year to watch this Shen Yun third time round.
洪尼最后表示，他的家人会来观看神韵接下来的演出，千万不能错过今年的神韵。新唐人记者梁东、文正，英国伦敦报道。
3月6号晚，神韵纽约艺术团在伦敦巴比肯的第二场演出圆满落幕。经济学家萨米亚·阿扎姆激动地表示，观看神韵演出是一种精神之旅，使他感到自己的灵魂升华。
You know, like I said, it's like spirit soaring. You literally at some point feel that your spirit is leaving your body, and that's how intense the connection can be. And it's a beautiful performance. I think you've done a fantastic job. The Shenyun people have done a fantastic job.
萨米亚·阿扎姆认为，神韵演出所表现的不仅仅是一个古老文明的艺术之美，最重要的是它所传递的精神层面的信息。
You had that same feeling of the spirit soaring and connecting to a divine entity. And it's absolutely fantastic that you could convey through dance and form the same thing. And it's the spiritual message is actually universal. It's across ethnic boundaries, across religions. It's often the same.
萨米亚·阿扎姆再三表示，与神的沟通和精神的进化让他铭记在心。
I think it is. It's of a connection to divine entity and of spiritual cleansing and to understanding what your purpose is on this planet and that, and like one of the verses of the soprano sang, that you will be going back and held accountable for who you are, what you believe and how you act.
新唐人记者梁东，英国伦敦采访报道。
3月6日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在英国伦敦巴比肯中心进行了第二场演出。无论是演出中神传文化的内涵，还是完美的艺术表现形式，观众们都有自己独特的观赏神韵的经历。我们来看详细报道。
身着女儿为她特制的中式服装来看演出的德伯拉表示，演出最触动她的是中华神传文化中对神的信仰。
Well, I think that's absolutely wonderful. So I really hope that the show will have some effect to raise awareness and bring back the spiritual way of life in China.
神韵演出完美的艺术形式 让不同的观众都能找到属于自己的独特体验。
I think it's just fantastic because I'm thoroughly enjoying the music, which I haven't really experienced before. The Chinese music and the Chinese rhythm and dance, and it is something completely different to me.
Yeah, I think dancing is wonderful expression. You know, it's so good for people to see dancing, and you know, because everyone would like to be up there with them dancing and with the sleeves and stuff. Fantastic.Absolutely fantastic.
Very clever, the backdrops, the changes, how it's worked. I didn't imagine it was going to be like that.
美国神韵纽约艺术团还将在伦敦巴比肯中心进行3天4场的演出。新唐人记者梁东、史蒂芬，英国伦敦报道。
带您了解风靡全球的神韵晚会最新消息。美国神韵国际艺术团3月7号在伦敦巴比肯中心进行了第3场演出，伦敦的各界名流慕名前来观赏。特许物业发展测量师瓦拉赫先生和他的太太也是其中之一，他们表示不虚此行，并感动于神韵所传达的积极讯息。
A triumph over adversity and struggle. That's the message. It's a wonderful show to watch and very enjoyable, entertaining.
The message was that people of goodwill will triumph, that it's what's in your heart that matters. And that comes through in the performances.
瓦拉赫夫妇不仅对神韵艺术家高超的技巧赞不绝口，也被演出中的精神内涵打动。
I love the show. I love the...There is a spiritual aspect running through it, connecting back to, it's bouncing back from historical to modern day.
Absolute spectacle, an awesome, amazing performance, incredibly acrobatic, and also the orchestra, the music is wonderful and very uplifting.
I just think the beauty and elegance and the grace of the performances and the genuineness of what they're doing. The performers believe in what they're doing and they're connecting with the culture. And that's what's touching me.
新唐人记者程荣、文正，英国伦敦报道。
3月5日晚，热爱神韵的伦敦观众终于在伦敦巴比肯中心盼来了美国神韵纽约艺术团在当地的首场演出。精彩的演出让全场观众喝彩连连，激动不已。旅英华人作家表示，每年都盼望观看神韵，并表示神韵给中国人民带来希望。
旅英华人作家张普每年都专程来看神韵，每年都有发自肺腑的深刻感受。
我每年都看神韵，而且每年都盼着这一天，这倒不是一个很虚伪的表示，而是确实是每一年都有一种新的感觉，就是我的感觉就是每一年给你一个新的想法。
他说，神韵不光属于一个民族，中华民族，而且是属于世界的。他今年看神韵的最大感触就是找到了中国的文化生命力。
我们看到共产党把中国的文化都毁灭了，把中国的道德也毁灭了，把中国的人心也败坏了。但是神韵，当他在全世界给全世界人演出的时候，就干到这个民族，这个中华民族是复兴了，中国的文化保住了，不管是古代的、现代的，中国的文化就是生命力就在这里。这是我最大的感，今年看神韵的最大的感受。
张普认为，神韵的演出在中国本土不能看到。但在世上其他地方能看到的这一事实，是给当今华人的一个巨大的激励。
如果一个华人的身份，而且从事文字工作的人，那么我更希望神韵有一天能够在中国去演出，那让中国的老百姓真正的认识到，毁灭中国的是共产党，但是能够给中国人民带来希望，带来文化很高的文化享受，还能召唤出一种道德、一种精神的。那是从神韵来。
新唐人记者梁东、文正伦敦采访报道。
3月7日晚，伦敦巴比肯中心的观众被美国神韵纽约艺术团的高超表演陶醉，来自各界的观众赞叹神韵晚会的美好，体验到了中国神传文化的伟大。
电影和戏剧演员迈克尔·斯瓦顿观看神韵后赞不绝口。
Really vibrant, like the colors and just seeing people dance and express, you know, their sort of like inner life, which is, I suppose, representing, you know, Chinese ancestry, is fantastic and enlightening to see, freeing creativity in a country and a nation which has been oppressed for so long is a vital course for it to take. And if I can help in any way, it would be fantastic. And just to, yeah.It's a great show.
理查·威尔士先生是一家国际银行的首席运营官，对神韵非常欣赏。
It's very good. The color and the action is very, very good. Very entertaining. I like it very much.
吴女士曾经在中国留学20多年，观看神韵，领略中华神传文化，使她赞美不绝。
Well, I think it's a bring peace to the whole world, so that everybody be very.All the same, very live happily and peacefully. Enhance me, myself, personally. Spiritual way, I would say.
新唐人记者程荣、史蒂芬，英国伦敦采访报道。